Let's talk.
John Brown. And it is the time of the week we go to our man up in Catalonia, our man who is in the know. He is the creator of Spain and English websites, and he is Tim Parfitt. And Tim, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Giles. The man in the know. I love the introduction.
Well, you know that you're the man in the know, Tim. So therefore, now, there are no, as Rumsfeld said, and I'll stop saying known, but there are no knowns, there are known unknowns, etc. And then there is what Vox is up to. Who knows what they're coming from with this one? Can we break this down into to sort of bits that we can understand? This is their latest missive. So 8 million, yeah. 8 million of us are going to have to stop paddling back to Stoke-on-Trent, are we?
Exactly, Charles. You and I and many other expats, as we call them, which I hate the term, we're going to be deported if, and it's a big if, Vox ever get into power. Put it that way. I mean, it's xenophobic, I think, is the word that's being touted around. I mean, this is the far right party, Vox, led by Santiago Abascal, and they had already a week ago issued part of their, one of their documents of their manifesto has always been, they've always been against migration, illegal immigrants and undocumented migrants. They've always been against that, as many other of these far-right parties. But I think it's since Trump has got into power, they've sort of like learned a few tricks from him. And one of their manifestos last week had reiterated, let's put it that way, that all previously undocumented migrants who now have residents in Spain will be deported if they ever get into power.
Yeah.
And that's about a million people. Now, they've gone further than this. They've gone much further than this. And they slightly had to, not backtrack, but they had to clarify their comments the other day. But one of the spokeswomen, Rocío de Mía, has her surname, de Mía, which many readers have pointed out that she must have some Dutch ancestry.
Spanish Netherlands seems to come extremely to mind. So, but, you know, get back to your tricks with you, woman, yeah.
Exactly. Well, she's basically said that if Vox get into power, or when Vox get into power, they're going to do a mass deportation process. And the reason is because they want to preserve Spanish identity. And she actually said there's around 8 million people who have come from very different backgrounds in a very short period of time in Spain. Now, she's clarifying this by saying, you know, in the early 90s, she said, the percentage of foreign population in Spain was roughly about 1 or 2% of the population. But now she says it's millions and millions,
right.
You know, and she's blamed this not just on the socialists who are currently in power, but also on the previous administrations of the People's Party, you know. And she said, you know, of the 47 million people living in Spain at the moment, more or less 7 million, and she says then, also second-generation immigrants, you know.
Yeah.
So around 8 million people who have come from different backgrounds. And she basically wants to, the word they use is this re-migration, I think it's termed, you know, where we all get sent back home. Even though, you know, you could be second-generation, you could have your Spanish passport, you could be, you know...
You could be playing for the national team, for example, you know, scoring
absolutely.
Goals. You could be the new one, you know. Sorry about that, but that seems to strike me. But those Nico Williams and Yamal, the wonder kids, the new Messi, you know, they would have to go back to, you know, from wherever they came, their parents came from.
Exactly, and Spain would not be winning the World Cup or Euros as frequently as they do. You're totally right, and readers have pointed that out too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as you can imagine, the El País and El Diario and so forth, the left, let's say, or the liberal and left-wing press, they latched onto this, and the headlines on Monday, Tuesday, were, you know, Vox want to deport 8 million people, including children. And Vox had to, not, they haven't backtracked, but they've basically said this is a lie. This is a lie, what these papers are saying. And we didn't say 8 million people, but they basically said it could be more almost. They said, but Santiago Abascal has said, Vox did not state the number of those who must be deported simply because we don't know. It's all those who've come to commit crimes, he said, and to belittle women and who impose an unfamiliar cultural belief and so forth. And all the unaccompanied minors, because children should be with their families. So we don't know many. He says we don't know how many there are.
Right.
When we come to power, we will know, and they will all leave. it's a strange one.
This thing about, you know, those who mistreat or belittle women now.
Yes.
You know, let's go back to some of the founding principles, shall we, of this lot? Because there seems to be, you know, when it comes to belittling women, I mean, Vox are, you know, I mean, apart from getting the, you know, the Giles Brown Award for putting your, you know, pied in your boca, you know, I mean, it really is poppycock of the highest order, Tim. I think we have to believe on this one.
Yeah, I mean, Vox have always been against any of the policies that the current government have been following to combat male domestic violence.
Yep.
No, domestic, because they believe that Vox believe that domestic violence is not male chauvinism. It's not male domestic violence, and they want to basically remove the term of it calling male domestic violence. One of the founding principles of this party has always been anti-migration. They're very strong against it. But this, I think, has gone to, as I said, you know, and the other parties have said, the xenophobic shift in their policy. Now, Giles, the thing is, it comes immediately after. We haven't spoken for a week because you've been away, but yeah. It comes immediately after the weekend where the PP, People's Party, had their big congress on Saturday at the weekend, and in which they basically consolidated the leaders, their support of the leader, the current leader, Alberto Feijó. And he, in his speech, actually said, and this is quite key to what's going on at the moment, he said, look, we're not going to, we will govern alone. He's saying we will govern alone. The PP wants to govern alone if they win the next elections. We will not seek any coalition or, you know, the support of Vox to govern. But, he said, we're not going to put, and they use this term in Spain, cordon sanitario, we're not going to, like, put a barrier, you know, like an emergency no-go zone around Vox. We will have dialogue with them, you know, again, because they already have dialogue and they govern in certain regions with Vox. You know? And so, as he said this, and it's caused a bit of a stir in his own party, because what they're saying, a lot of analysts are saying, you know, look, if he's trying to get, if the PP are trying to get the left wing vote to govern, because they won't be able to do it just on their own with their votes, unless, you know, there's a major swing. If he's saying they're going to have dialogue with Vox and have agreements with Vox, possible agreements with Vox, he's not going to get the socialist vote. He's just not going to get it. He's not going to get the left wing vote. And so there's a bit of unease in the PP about it. And especially since this, now that this xenophobic headlines have come out, you know, obviously Sanchez and the left wing parties are jumping up.
Well, of course, because this gives a huge deflection for Sanchez and his lot, you know, because he was under the, last time we spoke 2 weeks ago, you know, Sanchez was under the cosh, and we were like, okay, this could be very damaging to him. And then, you know, talk about, I don't know exactly what gods that sound, you know, the Teflon Don himself has been speaking to, but, you know, I mean, put it this way, there is a well-known asador down the road from being Guadalmina, which is very popular at this time of year, with people from Madrileño coming, you know, the Madrileños come down en masse. Aznar's got a house down here, right? And this guy puts on a huge, and I don't mean a small poster in the wall, he coats his entire restaurant with an anti-Sanchez poster, right? I mean, literally, professionally made.
Yeah.
And he's got the Mafiosa Mentirosa picture of Sanchez out there looking. And so, therefore, but this is manna from heaven for Sanchez, because it means
you. Yeah, well, there's a, there's a bus that goes round in Madrid and in Barcelona with Sanchez, you know, mafioso painted on the side. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah,
I mean, well, Sanchez is still battling. He at the weekend as well, he also had a party, what they call a federal summit, I think it was called. It wasn't a complete congress, but in that, he basically also got support again from all his party members, apart from one. We won't go into the details of that, but I mean, there's one regional president who's totally against him. But it was a bit overshadowed, actually, because yet another member of his party had to resign because of alleged.
I wasn't on holiday. Did I see this right? That they said we won't be allowing members of our party to pay women for sex. I mean, was my Cuba Libre more Cuba than Libre this time around?
Yeah, that was the headline, because at the time it was just about to have his congress, and one of his party members had to basically step down because of allegations of inappropriate behaviour from multiple women who had worked with him in the party. You know? And so he stepped down, and he was actually tipped to be promoted in Sanchez's speech, but he had to quickly step down. And so the headlines were... In his speech, Pedro Sanchez basically said, if we believe a woman's body is not for sale, our party cannot allow behaviour contrary to that. And so basically saying that anybody that had been found accepting or obtaining, soliciting sexual acts in exchange for money would face expulsion from the party. So that was the headline, yeah.
Right.
And he's basically still holding on. Actually, whilst we speak, Charles, he's in Congress this morning. There's a session going on in Parliament this morning, and he actually has just said that he had considered leaving office after this recent scandal broke. He's actually said that, but he decided to continue. He said, "I'm a clean politician. I'm not going to throw in the towel." And so he's still... He's also introducing an anti-corruption plan that he's presenting to Congress. He's trying to hold on there. But I think the Vox issue and this immigration issue, it's going to be in his favour, at least in the polls anyway.
I just came back to that main story before we let you go and enjoy the rest of your day. But just the way they say, it's saying that the streets do not often belong to Spaniards. Many squares do not belong to those who always belong to them. And the tranquility of many towns, neighbourhoods and squares has also changed no longer the same. If you have been to Marbella now that the season has arrived, I can assure you that, yes, the atmosphere has definitely changed. But, I mean, again, joking aside, I mean, this is obviously a poppet. Non-European immigration, shall we say, rather than European immigration.
Well, you know, you say that. I mean, I mean, you could compare it to what Trump's doing. You know, the thing is, with Trump, it was really targeting Venezuelans and Mexicans and so forth. But even then, you know, Trump, with his attacks on Harvard, it was affecting, European students coming, wanting to go over to the States, you know. I mean, I think what Vox are targeting, obviously, is Morocco and the Americas, obviously more than European. But they don't... At the moment, Morocco is the country of origin of most foreign residents in Spain. There's over a million, I think. And then there's the that's the one country. There's one country, though. But Europeans are 2.4 million of us in Spain, non-Spanish Europeans. No? And then the Americas, there's another 2.2 million, and Africans, 1.2 million. So this is according to the statistics agency. No? As Sanchez said yesterday, he said, you know, Spain is a land of welcome, and those who arrive contribute with their effort to building a better city. And let's not forget where we all come from to understand. We mustn't forget where we come from to understand who we are, you know. And the thing is, if you're talking about second-generation immigrants, you're not talking just about the Spanish national football team. You're talking about most labourers across the whole catering and hospitality sector in Spain and everywhere. You know, It's an incredible comment that they made.
Ah, well, you know, the Vox are just the gift that keeps on giving. And, you know, being based down here in Andalusia, of course, where most of the population originally come from, somewhere in Damascus or points, where it's going to be very interesting. I just remember that Vox is the party that 2 years ago in Marbella, they tried to ban Halloween because they said it was one of those American imports and we should be celebrating, we should be appropriating good Christian festivities, you know, like the Assumption of the Virgin or something like that, which drew widespread criticism from all angles. But there you go. I'm going to let you get on, Tim, because I know you're busy today.
Okay.
If people want to catch up with the news and get more of a breakdown, because there's some great clips of it as well. We didn't mean that, honestly. Where's the best place to find you, Tim?
It's the site is SpainEnglish.com, Giles. Always good to speak to you.
Always great to speak to you as well. And let's see what Vox say by this time next week. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.
Take care, Giles.